Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. It's the 5th. It's August. It's 2024. And exactly as we assumed, the stock market is indeed crashing. And it's amazing because now the word is getting out there and everyone's starting to figure it out. But does it make sense now where I told you to get your money out of the bank and turn it into gold and silver, which are always gold and silver, no matter what crashes, no matter what happens to ones and zeros, no matter what happens to the banks? If you have half of your retirement, just half of it, in gold and silver, you can't go wrong, because this is really literally happening. This is a trip. And it's all got to happen before the election, because they're not going to let anybody else become president currently. So, well, you know what I'm going to say next. Hit these guys up right now and ask them to do it as quickly as humanly possible. Because if you try doing it on your own, you don't get free silver, first of all. And second of all, the banks are going to dick you around till the cows come home. And then it'll be too late because the stock market will have crashed. Do you see what I'm saying? I never told you all this for no particular reason. I was telling you this because I meet you guys in person. I feel for you guys. You see what I'm saying? I never did a Bitcoin. I never did any of those things because they're all scams. At the end of the day, it's all ones and zeros. It's all magic. A computer crash, a hacker, a bad actor state, North Korea, Russians, you know, all that stuff could happen. Gold and silver is in your hand, and you've got it, and that's all there is to it. And you can barter, you can do things with it. You see what I'm saying? Does it make sense? At any rate. So, I got home Friday afternoon, Saturday, Sunday, today's Monday. I spent the last 2 days trying to figure out how to live stream. A live stream where I could open up other windows and play other videos and all that stuff. And I guess I just don't know how to do it anymore. I used to do it all the time, and I can't remember how to do it. So tomorrow, I'm going to upload a new video to Jailbreak. And at the very beginning of the video, the giveaway for this brand new Bone Valley knife, that's the first prize. The second prize is the Bone Valley Bow Saw, which is phenomenal because I've used one for years since I got it. And then the third prize, there wasn't a third prize originally, but when I got home, I discovered that I had 3 ounces of silver that came in a box, and I have no clue who it's from. So third prize, you're going to win that. And there might even be a fourth and fifth prize. But here's the deal. I don't understand why this is so complicated. You got to go to the video on Jailbreak, the one that I left the link for. Go to this video, that is the actual giveaway video, it shows it right here, I left links for it, and then say that you're in. You see what I'm saying? People are going to every other video on Jailbreak except the one you're supposed to and saying you're in. Well, I'm not the one that's keeping track of this. One of my subscribers is making the list, and the poor girl's made the list about 5 times because people keep adding their in and I keep delaying it. But the giveaway is tomorrow one way or the other. 3 of you, maybe 4. Maybe 5 are going to win. So there's that. But here's the deal. Things are getting ugly. They're doing this. This is happening. They didn't make it look like Trump got shot for no reason. Joe Biden didn't just disappear for no reason. We're not sending warships and F-16s and F-18s over to the Iran-Israel area for no reason. They're doing this. This is happening, whether you're getting the memo or not. The one thing that you should do, if you've been following me for any length of time, is I really hope you're prepared at this particular juncture. Canned foods, stored foods, and a way to get your family into one location if we lose all communications. You see what I'm saying? Because this is happening.
The U.S. is preparing to send fresh military assets to the Middle East, including a carrier strike group and a fighter squadron. It is bracing for a further escalation of hostilities as Iran vows retaliation for the killing of a senior Hamas leader in Tehran earlier this week. It blames Israel for the attack. Israel has not commented publicly either way. New today, the U.S. Embassy in Beirut, Lebanon, is telling Americans who want to get out of the country to book any ticket available.
So Israel taking somebody out, taking out the leader of, LOL, Hamas, in Iran is exactly how you set this entire thing in motion. There is no Hamas, okay? The guys over in... Israel is an open-air concrete and steel testing area where they test martial law on people that live in captivity. Those people don't have enough privacy to actually organize, get weapons, and make any type of an attack. It's impossible. And if you don't understand that, then watch this video. Here it is. It took me a while to find it. The Truth Behind Hamas, this movie right here, it's 1 hour and 3 minutes long. And I'll tell you what, when I watched this, I was on the road and I stopped several times because this documentary right here literally shows with actual Israeli Defense Forces soldiers saying what they're saying happened in Israel is impossible. It's absolutely impossible. And when I was done watching this, I actually had to check several Bible verses because this actually inspired me to do so. Any movie that discounts Israel tells you that Hamas is a complete made-up thing. It's completely made up. It's like ISIS, which is Israel's secret intelligence services. Hamas was a made-up construct. They do not have the opportunity. Israel is spying on us right now. Right now. And you're telling me they can't keep track of all the people that they have in a giant concrete and steel cage, of whose houses they break into every day and ransack and check? None of this is real. Israel bombing somebody, even though it's probably all made up, the story that Israel bombing somebody in Iran and killing them, if any other country ever bombed another country to assassinate somebody, it's war. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. So I cannot possibly stress this to you enough. It's late. I don't like making videos this late. I've been trying all day to put the video up on Jailbreak, the live stream, and I can't figure it out. I even use StreamYard, which I used to use all the time. I can't properly do it live like I'm doing right now, do the drawing, show you videos, and you can hear it and all that. I can't figure it out. It's been too many years since they took me off of YouTube. It is what it is, so I'm going to have to do it the old school way. But at any rate, get your money out of the bank. I am absolutely telling you. Take 25% of your savings out. Turn it into gold and silver. I am telling you. Period. Or don't. It's your call. You've been warned. You're only going to get so many. This is all in motion now. We've got so many things happening at one time. The stock market is collapsing. Warships are heading to the Middle East again. Here we go again. Trump is going to be the president. Trump is backed by Israel. Trump was a billionaire backed twice by Israeli interests. Joe Biden was whatever he was. All hell is going to break loose before November. We're halfway through August. We're almost... Oh, no, we're not. My bad. I don't know what time. I've been on the road 11 months. Whatever. Oh. At any rate, I hope this made sense to you. Be prepared. I am telling you... And every single solitary other straight financial channel is telling you this is happening. This is why they ran the national debt up as bad as they did, because they knew they were never going to pay it. They have literally destroyed America so much. It's heartbreaking to see cities and towns where it's easier to buy an overdose on fentanyl for $3 than it is to get a gallon of milk or a gallon of gasoline. That's America. That's the American dream. That's where we're at right now. At any rate, I'm out.